about this that I think is very important.
Okay.
One, I think we see a rise of these social media prophets because of the influence that y'all give them. In front of their name, that they can build a following because of your lack of discernment. Idol in our culture is the title prophet. And so these false prophets know if they put that title in front of their name that they can build a following because of your lack of discernment. Wherever there is a lack of discernment and biblical illiteracy, we create a market for the false prophet. And because we don't have a relationship with the scriptures for ourselves, and because we don't have a prayer life, we depend on prophets because you want an easy word behind them to see if what they're saying is biblical. You should be nervous when you see people call themselves prophets. They preach 50 minutes and never open the scriptures. I'm talking about people y'all love.
The one and only Pam, Philip Anthony Mitchell, gaslighting you, ignorant Negroes, because you don't wake up, you don't know who you are, and you're still in a falsified religion based on your own biblical ancestry, your own nationality. I posted this video on both of my accounts, Sight to the Blind and to Larry Johnson 7, to expose more the fact that Pam is now using symbolism, hand symbolism, just like his daddy, Rod Parsley, from Valor Christian College that he came from or got his degree from. None of the prophets ever had to go to a four-year seminary school to teach scripture. You either have the Ruach HaKodesh or you do not. Anytime this clown raises his head or opens his mouth, I'm going to be there. And in this hand symbolism he was doing the 666 OK symbol. He tried to do it slightly, but he did it. Then he did the devil horns where he pointed it at his listeners. Now, he did some speaking engagements, and now he's getting more speaking engagements because of his popularity. And when he was talking about prophets, it's funny he mentioned these so-called prophets or these so-called pastors putting prophets in their names. He got a $200,000+ donation from a guy who is on Instagram and social media teaching under the name or title prophet. Prophet Tommy something, some Nigerian that was in UK, that came into Nigeria, and now he's, I guess, in America. And his prophecy is about political topics. Oh, they kicked me out of London. They kicked me out of this place because I told them this is what was going to happen in the government, and nobody knew that but them, and this is why they kicked me out. This type of foolishness. But he's under a Christian doctrine. So how can somebody be given the Ruach of prophecy without following any of the commandments and statutes of the Most High? How can you get prophecy and the Ruach HaKodesh if you do not do the laws, statutes, and commandments? This is what I was talking about in the last episode, of how broad the understanding and the broad the doctrine is of religions. They basically just vibing off lies, gaslighting you, and a perverted doctrine, a watered-down doctrine, a weak doctrine, and then throw in some people falling out, jumping up and down, some emotionalism, some passion, to sell the whole package. Ain't going nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Not waking you up, not warning you, nothing. It's only just recently has Prophet Tommy started talking about BGOs and Baal. They do it real slick with you. Just like Pam. They know the truth enough to slide it in there. They know the truth enough, but they can't direct you to where you should go. They present you the truth, but you have no idea that they're talking about themselves. It's like a narcissist or a sociopath. When you meet them, they are very upfront and honest with you. That's their power. This is what I knew about my own power when I was in the world dealing with relationships with women, because this is who they get. They attract weak women. They attract ignorant women. This is how weak men follow weak women. The simps follow ignorant, weak women. So if you have a church, you have a pastor, and he's very good at manipulation, gaslighting, but telling you the truth about himself to you in order for you to think that, oh, he's being real honest, hiding the fact that he's talking about himself, weak women be like, oh, I love this type of honesty in a man. I love it. He's telling me everything I need to know. He can't be one of the men that he's talking about. He can't be that prophet. He can't be that pastor that he's talking about. He's got to be really landed on the line for us so we aren't fooled. Weak women and ignorant women follow that. They follow their flesh. They don't read the scriptures like he says. He's talking about himself and his congregation. They don't read the scriptures for themselves. They don't have a good prayer life. Their prayer life starts at Sunday morning and it ends Sunday evening. That's it. If they are going good, they don't really have a prayer life when everything is good. Their prayer life happens when their own foolishness, their own folly wreaks amok or runs havoc in their personal life. This is when they started to get on their knees and start to pray. And then they run back into that church for more fake discernment. Because they're biblically illiterate. Because if anybody who was really literate in scripture, they wouldn't be in that church. They wouldn't be in any church. If you were truly biblically literate, you wouldn't be in a church. And I'm gonna go to that later. But I'm gonna go back to the manipulation and narcissism and sociopath tactics. Because I know it because I've done it. I've used these tactics. Subconsciously and consciously, I've used these tactics on women. So I know exactly what he's doing. It came a point in time where people started to know that I was getting arrested for domestic violence. It became part of my personality now. No matter where I go, no matter who I bumped into, no matter what girl I talked to, all knew of my exploits. And this is at a time that it was no social media. It was just blogs. And blogs were a big thing back then. So I was on Lipstick Alley, Media Takeout, all the rest of them that was popular in that time. So any woman that got close to me, they want to know a little bit, was it true? Or how was I really acting around women? Or could they be that one woman that could settle me down? And what I would do straight up, as far as meeting them, the first time I'm meeting them, I would tell them, I'll be real honest with them. This is what I do. I get upset. I go in a rage. I even tell them where it comes from. This is how I got my rage. I've been raised in this life, and this is how I was treated in my childhood, and this is why I act the way I act. If you don't want me to come out, you don't want to see the Incredible Hulk, leave me be to certain things. I'll be real honest with them, down to the wire, down to the T. They would fall in love with that. So even when I was telling them, like, look, I'm going to go off, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, they were more in love with the fact that I was being honest because they never had, especially good fathers, weak fathers, they've never had a man be upfront and transparent. But I was being transparent in a way that by putting it all on the line, I knew if they still stayed around, that's when I could manipulate them more. When I understood that women are lied to more than they are used to, when they have somebody who come in and really don't care, because I didn't care at that point if they wanted to be with me or not, because they knew I could just splurge my money, my wealth, my abundance on other women. And this goes back to what I've said in previous episodes about women can observe what has authority over your life. They're very, very smart in knowing that. Women know what has an authority over your life. And depending on how you lead, they can even nourish it or they can attack it. They can help you get it, or they can help you take it away. And in my line of work and what I was doing, I was always creating hell. Women have, like it says, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. That's what I was getting. Because this is what I, this is how I was leading. I was manipulating. I was telling you, hey, I'm honest. I'm truthful. I'm transparent. If you want to stick around after that, that's on you. That drew them closer. I was providing husband material. As long as they didn't piss me off, I was providing husband material. I didn't do the talking stage. I don't even know what that is. I didn't do the dating thing either. I have a 0 to 100 mindset. The day of you meet me, if I find you attractive and I'm infatuated with you, you get husband material before you even considered being wifey. You got husband material. I love to play house. I was like that middle school. I played house in my relationships. So women actually thought, because I came from a good background, which is another one of my manipulation tactics, because women knew I would draw them into my parents. Someone would meet my mother and my father, and we weren't nothing. We were just, you know, like I said, on the talking stage. It was just, here, this is my, I didn't care. It wasn't like a phase you had to go through to meet my parents. If my parents are around, I'll let you meet them. Women took that differently the way I took it. They took it, oh, he's not me, me, his father, his mother, and this is who he's talking about. This is what has authority over his life, his family. I would love to be a part of this because I don't come from a strong family. I don't come from a family that does anything or in their mind are in a arena where everybody's paying attention to it. What I mean is of my father being a college coach. So it's like, oh, the glamour of this. He comes from a strong family. His parents are still married today. I want this. That was my trap. Being a sociopath, that was my trap. I used honest tactics. I used transparency to manipulate. So I understand exactly what he's doing. I can sit and tell a woman, being honest, like, look, you don't want to talk to this guy. You know why? Because this guy is going to manipulate you. This guy's not going to be dishonest with you. And if he's dishonest, this is the way he does it. I would tell them what I would do to them that other guys were going to do. That's what drew them to me closer. This is top tier sociopathic, narcissistic doctrines that I'm talking about. Only the really, really good ones who are around a lot of women are able to use this doctrine. You could use prestige. You could use a platform. You could use your social status. It'll work. Every time it'll work. It has not failed me when I was in the world. It has not failed me. Because women understood that my authority was playing football, the money I was making from it, and the social class I had being around celebrities. And like I said before, because I knew the wicked side of it, because I wasn't leading properly, they were only attacking money, my job, or career, and my social status. That's the only thing they could attack. They couldn't attack me. They didn't hate me enough to see me in jail, but they wanted to see me suffer. And they thought by making me suffer is to go after my money, my social class, and my job. Now, when all of those things the Most High took away from me and created a new being, and I had a new birth in the Ruach HaKodesh and the life of Yahusha, HaMashiach, now that I'm leading properly, my woman doesn't see the authority of over me being money, social class, or what I used to do. She sees it as Yah has authority over him. So if I have a problem with him, I'm going to attack him through Yah. And if I'm right, Yah will correct him. If I'm wrong, Yah will correct me. So I allow my woman to walk into that. So that's why most of our arguments, I tell her, go talk to Yah. Go pray to Yah. If you're right, he'll tell me and correct me. I said it all the time to her to let her know the authority over me is not money. It's not prestige. It's not a platform. It's not a social status. It is a spirit. It is a mind. It is a soul. That is what has authority over me. So trust me, I know. I know both sides of it. And women who don't understand it fall into these traps and snares where they follow these weak type of men and thinking they're being strong by being honest and transparent. Meanwhile, they're telling them this exactly who they are, that they are the false prophets. They don't read the scriptures, especially for themselves, and they don't have a good prayer life because the Most High has told us he does not hear the prayers of sinners. And if you are out there telling and teaching people that Christmas is okay, then you are, matter of fact, the anti-Mashiach, because that's what the Antichrist will preach. That's what the wicked ones will preach. That's what the unclean rocks will preach. And our people are really stupid because they're so caught up in appearances. And this goes all the way back to scripture. But let me start off with most Christians thinking that the church was started in the book of Acts. Second Acts verses 1-5. And when the day of Shavuot was fully come. What's the day of Shavuot? Isn't that the day of harvest? Keep that in mind. They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and began to speak with other tongues as the Ruach gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Yerushalayim. Now, they weren't dwelling in a church. They weren't dwelling in a cathedral. They were dwelling in Yerushalayim. It didn't say it was a building or a big grand mega church that they were dwelling in or created or built. They were already at Yerushalayim. Yehudim, devout men out of every nation under heaven were there. Every man, every nation under heaven were there. That was a mixed multitude of races. Now, to modernize, it would be black people, white people, Asian people, different types of European people. That's who was there. Multicultural. The United Colors of Benetton ads. That's who was at Yerushalayim, gathered together. Now, to skip down to Acts 38-40, it says, then Kepha said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahuwah Yahusha, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as Yahuwah Elohanu shall call. You get it? And to all that are far off, even as many as Yahuwah Elohanu shall call. That means churches are not set up for Yahuwah to call anybody into them. There is not a cathedral built that Yahuwah said, I'm going to call some children into these buildings. It even goes to scripture. It says, in that day, all nations, all kindreds of people will come to Yerushalayim and pray before me. It didn't say, I'm going to go to America. I'm going to go to Europe. I'm going to go to Kazakhstan to build a building. I'm going to have all kindreds of people to go into these buildings. It does not say that. It says, they are going to come to me. So why would Americans and why would Christians and why would religious think that if they build a temple, if they build a church, if they build a cathedral, what makes them think that the Yahuwah Elohanu, the Yahuwah of an inheritance of Yasharel, and has a land and a temple for himself, is going to dwell in that building listening to false doctrines and false practices and pagan festivals? Who makes you think that this man that is holier than thou, righteous than us, is going to dwell in a building not of his own kindred, not of his own inheritance, not of his own people. Do we truly believe? Are we that stupid and that ignorant to actually believe that the Most High is going to dwell in a building built upon a religion that's perverted by the most hated person in Scripture? That's what y'all believe. That the Most High is going to lower his standards. And a man who hadn't had to lower his standards for anybody, which it says in multiple parts of Scripture, he has no respect of persons. And y'all need to get this part crystal clear. He has no respect of persons. He don't care about T.D. Jakes. He don't care about Creflo Dollar. He don't care about Pam. He don't care about you if you're not doing it the right way. That day of judgment comes, he don't care what about your social status. He don't care about how much money you made. He don't care if you're a celebrity. He don't care. A man that has made all of this, what makes you think that your work is comparable to a man who created all of this with a word? All we can do is speak folly. But this man has spoke luminaries into existence. This man has spoke light and darkness into existence. This man has spoke creatures and beings that we can only fathom with our imagination. This man blew breath in the wind, which we call clouds. This man knows the temperature, the exact temperature of fire. He knows the exact weight of water. He knows the exact color of his surroundings. There is no better painter. There is no better artist. And we truly believe that doing it our own way and doing it somebody else's way, the way that has been cast upon us in a wicked fashion so that we would leave this fashion and go back to him, we believe that by doing it the fashion that was used to destroy us in captivity, that it's going to exalt us to the heavenly realm. That's what we truly believe. This is how stupid we are as a people. This is why the Most High said in the very beginning of Genesis, I repent for having making man. Now you understand it. And even when you tell people the truth about Pam and all these false prophets, what are you met with? You are met with, you're reaching. I've heard this more than I've ever heard in my entire life, this terminology of reaching. And it always comes out of black folks' mouths. Reaching. You're reaching. That's reaching. And this goes all the way back to Scripture. In Acts 3, 13, 14, 15, the Elohim of Abraham and of Yitzchak and of Yaakov, the Elohim of our fathers, has glorified his son Yahushua, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Who? Us. The Negro. The Shemite. If some of these Negroes were around then, guarantee you, when Yahushua was talking and casting out unclean walks, we would be saying, bro, you're reaching. Oh, you the son of Elohim? That's a reach. Oh, he healed the blind. He made the lame man walk. He resurrected the dead. Bro, you're reaching. Can't nobody do that. Only y'all could do that. That's a reach. You'd be saying the same exact thing then as they do now when you tell people the truth. Or when you expose anything. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. Doesn't that sound familiar? If you Negroes were there around then to modernize it, and Yahushua was up there in front of Pilate Y'all be talking about Free Barnabas with signs and picket signs and t-shirts. Free Barnabas. Just as you do today. Free Puffy. Free Big Meech. Free this rapper. Free that rapper. Do you get it? This is why we're the dumbest race in this country. In an entire world. Because we have a power that not many people can tap into. And we are born in this power. And none of us take the advantage of it. Even when we have people telling us, hey, do it this way. Look at the scriptures and we're showing you the scriptures. Do it this way. And still you'd be like, nah, I'm going to do it my own way. We cannot blame no race of people or anybody else outside of the 400-year curse. We can't blame nobody else but our own ignorance. The Negro needs to sit down and shut his mouth and read scripture. Period. I'm so sick of this victim mentality of people needing to continually post on Black History Month how the white man has trodden us down. Nobody cares. Who cares if you found out this mythical, this historical figure is Black? Who cares? What does that do for you? Who cares that Black Wall Street was the pinnacle of Black excellence? Who cares? Y'all need to prove to yourselves that you're somebody, because you're in a world that nobody cares about you. You constantly need to tell people who invented what? Who invented this? The Tuskegee Airmen did that. This is all in the curse that we will be used to serve our enemies. And that's in war, that's in politics, that's in entertainment, that's in every facet of this country. None of it helped us grow. None of us brought us back to the Father. None of us helped us find the narrow path. None of it did. But the insecurity of this generation is very telling. Very telling. And we are a people that learns after the fact. Just like in Acts, when Kepha and them made a lame man walk in front of the temple. Now everybody wanted to believe. Oh, they're doing the same miracles because they are the disciples and the apostles. They're doing exactly what Yahusha did. And no one can do this or allowed to do this but Yah. Just as Yahusha taught that I don't do these things myself, I do them through the Father because he has given me power to do these things. That sounds like what Yahusha said and what Yahusha did. We believe after the fact. And I'm trying to tell you now that you won't have the ability to believe after the effect. It's in scripture. As soon as y'all be ready to repent and go to the Father, it'd be too late. Your minds will be corrupted and you will be upset and cursing the Most High God. Because plagues have caught a hold of you. Plagues have destroyed your household. So now you're so pissed off, you don't know when to stop and pray and say, oh, I repent for these things. It'll be too late. Because the Most High has said in scripture as a prophecy in Baruch, a stupor shall seize the inhabitants of the earth. A stupor. A stupor is a state of unconsciousness. Just as you see today, people are in a state of unconsciousness. This is why you see the rise of skits. This is why you see the rise of pranks. This is why you see the rise of jokes and satire. Everybody is a walking Saturday Night Live sketch, and they don't know it. That is a stupor seizing the inhabitants of the earth because they're so desperate for emotional reactions out of people, even strangers, even to the point of injury and death. Do they want to prank individuals just for an emotional reaction? And where do you think they get this from? They get it from their handlers. And their handlers is the Freemasons and the CIA. So if the CIA has been telling you that they've been using different forms of mind control, psyops, rituals, social experiments, what do the lower level of people start absorbing? They start absorbing the religion and the tactics and the mind controlling symbolisms of their masters. So that's why you see so many ignorant Negroes doing skips and pranks out of nowhere for an emotional reaction, for a social experiment, to see what people do. And they start doing this to their own children. Being on TikTok, I see it all. I see the ignorance. White folks taking their children to hibachi restaurants just to film their children seeing the flame blow up in their face for the first time. And then recording it and then posting it. That's a social experiment. That is a psyop. That's exactly what they do to them, to the parents. 9/11 was a social experiment just to see how you would react to trauma. So guess what they do? Start throwing cheese on their children's head. They put that little dancing cucumber in front of them to record trauma for a reaction. That is a state of unconsciousness. Acts 3:22-26. For Moshe truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall Yehoah el Hakim raise up unto you of your brethren. Like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yeah, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which Elohim made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in your seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first Elohim have raised up his son Yahusha, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his iniquities. How can churches be helping you turn from your iniquities when they get paid off your iniquities? How can churches bless you and lead you from your iniquities if they are put in power to coddle your iniquities? Oh, you can't stop cheating? Come into this church, I'll soothe you. You can't stop stealing? Come into this church, I'll soothe you. Oh, you can't stop taking D up the butt? Come into this church, I'll comfort you. I won't turn you away. I won't speak against you. I'll let you know there's a place here for you. That's what church has become. Acts 4:10-12. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Yisrael that by the name of Yahushua HaMashiach of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom Elohim raised from the dead, even by him, does this man stand here before you whole? Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Yisrael. Separating already who they're talking to and including that by the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, not by the name of Jesus Christ. This is a perspective that most do not understand. This is why in the book of Acts, the Sadducees hated them talking about the resurrection. This is why the Sadducees hated them talking under the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. They did not want them to talk in that name. This is why you ignorant Christians continue to talk in Jesus Christ's name. You are helping the Sadducees out. The Sadducees have been gone for a while. They have been dead for a while. Only their doctrine is continued by the ignorance of your religion. I seen a sister on TikTok talking about how she's leaving the Hebrew Israelite faith. It's not a faith that you can just leave. It's not a religion. And she's leaving it because her father got involved with these camps and was teaching her or leading her improperly, leading with a fist of iron. So she gets on TikTok to try to say how the Hebrew Israelite faith is fake. The Israelite camp that's in question is always the one Israelite camp that you always see, which is IUIC. Israelite United in Christ. I guarantee you, if you run that through Gematronator, in reverse is 303. That's still a Masonic 33. And we know that their leader, Nathan or Nathaniel, is a retired NYPD detective, but also a Prince of Freemason because of symbolism that he does when he opens his mouth. So are people so stupid and ignorant, they are following people who they do not look into because they don't understand symbolism and they don't understand the symbolisms of this world, the doctrines of this world. They see everything by flesh. This is why that camp was raised up. This is why this camp is on Front Street. Marching, doing as the heathen do. Envying their oppressors. And ordering themselves as the military orders themselves. All the way down to the marching and the chants that they do. But they don't teach in the name of Yahusha. They don't even, I don't know, hear them say Yahuwah. They say Lord, Christ, and God. That's on purpose. This the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there Yeshua in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Let me read that again. Neither is there Yeshua in any other. That means salvation. That doesn't mean the name of the Messiah. It means salvation. Neither is there Yeshua in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And really, you could save me and stall me out with all that. Oh, I had a dream and Jesus Christ was in my dream. I had a dream and I casted out demons under the name of Jesus Christ and they fled. And I can point you to Wisdom of Solomon or whatever books that Solomon wrote where he says, do not put faith in dreams. If they be not sent by the Most High, do not put your faith in them. Because those who put their faith in dreams are like a woman in travail. If they be not sent from the Most High, do not put your faith in them.
But Jesus, I said Jesus Christ and the demons dispersed.
Don't you know that demons, that's where they play? Don't you know of the demon in the Testament of Solomon named Ornias? Which he said that sometimes I transform into a woman and play with the men. And they think that they're playing with a woman. If you know about the Testament of Solomon, you would have read that. That demons play in the dream world. They formulate spells in the dream world. Now, that's to say that dreams are all for naught. But they try to trap you in the dream world. They try to suggest things when you're in a sleep mode, when you're in an REM mode. They say a lot of suggestive things. And some things do come to fruition in the real world. That's only because your mind allows it. Your actions allow it because of the suggestions that you get in the dream world. You bring the spirit into the flesh because that's where your mind is. Your mind is in the flesh. And now, Adonai, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. This is the Sadducees threatening the apostles and disciples of not ever preaching in the name of Yahusha. No one's stopping anybody for preaching in the name of Jesus Christ. Y'all truly are ignorant if you truly believe that people in the Congo are beheading 70 Christians. Because they are a jihadist group from ISIS. And we know who created ISIS. And we know who hates Jesus Christ. And we know who won't read Yeshayah chapter 53. But I doubt that they have the power to behead 70 Christians. They only told you they did. They only told you they found the bodies. But if 70 Christians are beheaded, that would make sense to me that that religion has no power. Because I ain't not heard, not once ever, 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 70 Israelites being beheaded. So far, I haven't seen not one Israelite be rounded up and be beheaded. An Israelite who knows he's an Israelite. An Israelite that's following law, statutes, commandments. I haven't seen it. I have not heard it. By stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy son, Yahushua. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Assembled. That means gathered. The Greeks transformed assembly into Circe. Circe was translated into church. This is where they think the foundation of the church was created, by translating the words from assembly to church. Anybody can assemble. I can go out in front of my yard and assemble with my neighbors. I don't need a building. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were filled all with the Ruach HaKodesh, and they spoke the word of Elohim with boldness. This, again, backs up what Yahushua said. He said, in the day of affliction, in the day that they tried to threaten you, beat you, throw you into their synagogues, do not think of what you will say. Do not think of what will come off the tip of your tongue, for it will be given to you. Here is a first example of that. The Sadducees are threatening apostles and believers and those who are gathered together under the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And here you see in here that the place was shaken and they were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and they spoke the word of Elohim with boldness. So as I said in the last episode, you ain't got to worry about what you will say because it will be given to you. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of Adonai Yahushua, and great grace was upon them all. Beautiful. The day of our trial, if I happen to be in the jail with y'all for 10 days, we all together will be one heart, one accord, speaking as one witness with the boldness in word of Elohim, Yahuwah Elohaka, with the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach, who the resurrection is and is for those who obey the laws, statutes, and commandments. I see you Sunday.